Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Tonight I'm teaching on Jesus is the God-man. Jesus is God and Jesus is man. He was man when He came to the earth. He gave up His godly privileges when He came to the earth. We saw last week in the scriptures that He became a man just like you and me, mankind. He came through the birth canal of a woman and He came legally into the earth. So a lot of people saw Jesus in His humanity, and we spoke about, they called Him a prophet. They said He's Elijah. They said He's John the Baptist come back. He's a prophet. And they didn't see Him as the Messiah. Amen. But Jesus said to them in John 14:9, He said, "He that has seen Me has seen the Father." So He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, because He is equal with God. Jesus, the one that saves us, is God. He's the third part, or the second part of the Godhead. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus is God, but He gave that up to come to the earth. He was not on the earth as God. He was on the earth as man. Man messed up, man had to fix up. But His blood came from the Holy Spirit, who put the seed in His mother, Mary, the virgin birth. And so the blood came from God. So when they crucified Him, His blood wasn't the blood from a father in the earth who was born under Adam and Eve with sin, because then His blood would have been no good. So the virgin birth assured us that the blood came from God, the Father, and that blood, when He hung on the cross, was sufficient enough to cleanse us totally and renew us. You understand? John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And they were killing goats and sheep and blood sacrifice and offerings every year for the sins to be covered in Israel. But when He came, He had the blood. He was the Lamb of God, spotless and without blemish, no sin in Him. You see, those days when they brought an offering for the sins of Israel, they had to bring a spotless lamb. Amen. Spotless, without spot or blemish. No blind, no limp, no nothing wrong. Had to be spotless. When Jesus, behold the Lamb of God, He takes away the sin. He was spotless and pure. He never sinned, even though He came as a man to the earth. Amen? Amen. And some people think you're denying His deity when you call Him a man. He came as a man. It makes Him bigger in my sight that He would make Himself go into the seed form that created everything and be born from a virgin woman into the earth, legally to be on the earth, legally to get us set free. Can you say amen? And so we're not denying He is God, but we are acknowledging He gave up God and His privilege. He gave up that part of Himself to come as you and me, like you and me. The Bible says He came as a mere servant. Gave up all the godly privilege, and He came as a mere servant like us into the world. We saw that last week. I don't want to go back in that. And we do know that He is divine and He is the Son of God. Yet for a time, He lived on the earth as a man. You've got to get this. He lived here as a man, like you and me, mankind. Amen? So we've got to understand that. Go with me to James 1. And we're going to look at verse 12. Now watch this. He says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. Any of you had to try to endure some temptation? I mean daily? Isn't there temptations to cuss and swear and eat and do all kinds of crazy stuff and look at and just go off the rails, right? Blessed is the man.
Come
You see that? That endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Verse 13. Now watch it very carefully. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. You can't tempt God with evil. Everyone say you can't tempt God with evil. You cannot tempt him. He's so pure, so holy, so righteous that evil is not a temptation for him. Sinning is not a temptation. He's so perfect. Amen. And that's why the law came, to show the perfection of God and show the imperfection of man, so that we couldn't attain to all the laws required of us to be perfect. We couldn't. Only Jesus. Amen. The law revealed our weakness. That was the old covenant. Now watch, at least no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted. He cannot be tempted. He cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempts he any man. Amen. Did you get that? Yes. He cannot be tempted with any kind of temptation. So these scriptures give us a great insight into the positive proof of the humanity of Jesus. Because you cannot tempt God with evil, but Jesus was tempted in all points like you and me. How can he be tempted if he's God? Look at Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2:17. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that's us, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of people. Verse 18, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted. He suffered in temptation. He never succumbed to temptation. He never sinned, but he was tempted. But we just saw God cannot be tempted. Come on. Did you see that? Come on, answer me back. We saw that he cannot be tempted, yet here it's saying Jesus was tempted. That proves he came as a man, not as God.
Right. That's right.
Why am I trying to prove that he came as a man? Because there's a number of reasons, but number one of the reasons is he said, what I've done, you will do also. Well, that was God. No, it wasn't. Healing died when Jesus left the earth. No, it didn't. Because he was a man. Are you a man or a woman? Well, then it's not gone. Come on, you got to get this. This stuff makes you free. So he himself has suffered being tempted. He's able to help us and assist us and aid us that are being tempted. Look at Hebrews 4:15. Watch this, just turn the page. Hebrews 4:15 says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points, tempted as we are, yet without sin. The only one who went without sin. Now, if he was tempted, he could have succumbed. Come on. Turn these stones into bread. Prove you're God. There was a temptation. The devil tempted him for 40 days and 40 nights. Yet he used the word of God. The word of God, the word of God. Thank God he did not fall to any temptation. And if the Bible says he was tempted in all points like we are, what have you been tempted with in your life? Come on, think about it. Do you have any temptations? Well, he's been tempted in all points like we were, yet without sin. Do you understand the love of God that he would go through life without letting himself succumb? The Living Bible says it this way. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, since he had the same temptations we do, though he never once gave way to them and sinned. So then if Jesus had been operating as God in the earth, it would have been impossible for him to be tempted. Right? Last week we saw he gave up his godly privileges in heaven. Amen? So you couldn't have tempted him if he was God. But the Bible's making it very clear he was tempted.
Yes.
Do you all see that? Any questions?
No.
All right, moving on. Hebrews 5:8. Keeping you in the same book for a minute. though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, the New Living Translation says, in this way God qualified him as a perfect high priest. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him. Do you see that? Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. He had to be obedient to resist the temptation. He had to be obedient to go into the wilderness, because you know the Holy Spirit took him into the wilderness. How many of you know that's true?
Yeah.
Bible says he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God, but only after the Spirit came on him. Remember, he was baptized in the Jordan River. And John the Baptist, the baptizer, saw as it were the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove come upon Jesus. And then the Father validated him by saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. So there you have the deity, the three, the persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Jesus speaking, the Holy Spirit coming upon him as a form of a dove. And Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right there. And then after that, only after that, he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. And let me tell you something. What happened here on Sunday? How many of you were here on Sunday? What happened here on Sunday was validating people. We've allowed people, without knowing anything, to go and face the devil, go into the world, but we haven't validated and prayed the blessing over you. Sunday, you got the blessing prayed over you. How many of you got prayed for? Everybody. All the men came up, 10 men. They were anointed, got the blessing on them to pass the blessing on to others. Then all the men came up to the front, and those 10 laid hands and prayed the blessing. Then the woman, same thing. Then all the women came up and spoke the blessing from those 10 over them. That was validating sonship. Amen. Whether you're a man or a woman, sonship. Come on. Jesus was validated by the Father before he was taken to face the devil. We allow people to face the devil, our children, everybody, without laying hands on them, without validating who they are. You're a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
Did I hear that going into? I never heard that going to school. I never heard that going out. I never heard that in my life, ever. You're a child of the Most High God, and no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. I never heard that. I was never validated. A lot of people were told, you're a worthless case. You're useless. You're an idiot. You're a fool. Now go out and face the devil with that. And now we wonder why they're doing drugs. The father left the home, or the mother left the home, and the kids are all screwed up now, because they feel total rejection, no validation, rejection. Come on.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.